You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out to sunny Florida on the phone right now, taking everybody on a little spring break. With me is Dan Rowe, who is Panama Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau a spokesperson. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's good to be with you.
You as well. I read an article in the Detroit Free Press that piqued my interest, and I liked the whole idea of it. You talked about it. You know, you're basically Panama City is all dressed up and ready for everybody to come for spring break. MSU just had spring break last week, and I know the high schoolers are starting to look for it as well as other colleges and universities around the state. Tell us how you're ready for us.
Well, we are looking forward to everybody from Michigan to come down to the beach. We have 78 degrees and sunshine today. It's absolutely gorgeous beach weather. And we really are rolling out the red carpet for everybody this year because this is an important year for us. Last summer, we were impacted by the oil spill, but that is all in the past. The oil is gone. There's no tarballs on our beaches, and we're ready to get back to normal. And getting folks down to the beach this year is very, very important. And we've had a lot of folks from your area come down to the beach and spent the winter with us. So a lot of our snowbirds are still here, and the ones that are headed back will carry the story that Panama City Beach is as beautiful today as it's ever been.
And how hard hit were you by the oil spill?
We never got some of the impacts that you saw on television. We had some tarballs that came ashore, but none of the real nasty looking stuff that they got in closer to the spill. Our biggest impact was economic. You know, we saw a drop in our business last summer. The month of July is the busiest year of the year for Panama City Beach, and we saw about a 15% decrease in our revenues. And that may not sound like that big a deal, but last year was going to be a record-breaking year for us. We opened a new airport last May 23rd, right in the midst of the oil spill. So coming out of the Great Recession of 2009, we were ready to take off. And the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, stopped it in its tracks.
Well, and it's important, too, your location-wise, of course, in the Florida panhandle. So you kind of get painted with there was the risk of being painted with the brush that you were a disaster area, and that just wasn't the case.
We did get the some of the impacts. We did have BP crews on the beach every day picking up the tarballs, but it wasn't the liquid, gooey mousse and the big tar mats that you saw in other places. But we were, there was so much uncertainty last summer. There was, the oil was out in the Gulf. Nobody knew exactly where it was. And so, visitors were right in, trying to make sure that they took their vacation experience very seriously. I mean, this is one of those things that we hold near and dear to our hearts is our summer trip to the beach. And, we didn't get the worst of it, but we're just ready to welcome folks to come back down to Northwest Florida. And if you've never been here before, these are truly some of the world's most beautiful beaches.
And you're well known for that. I mean, the beautiful turquoise of the Gulf waters, of course, and those white sand beaches, boy, they just can't be beat. It's a favorite area of mine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, it is when you get our sand in your shoes and you see the water, you've got to come back.
Absolutely. Now, in Southwest Airlines, as I was looking on some information, and they're reporting that all of their flights are full to Panama City this weekend. So, I mean, things are looking good.
Yeah, the month of March we expect will be the highest load factors that we've had, since the airport opened. And the airport has been doing real well. The Southwest flights are doing well. Delta Airlines is also serving the airport, and they've seen a 25% increase in their ridership or their enplanements. And so it really is important, in a very difficult time, the airport's done well. And now that we've gotten the oil spill behind us, we think it'll just you know, continue to grow stronger and stronger still.
Well, and this has not been an accident. You and your staff, I have read some information. You made some trips to the north to put out packets and information on Panama City to colleges and universities throughout the Midwest to tell everybody about it.
Yeah, we did. Our first stop was actually going to be the University of Michigan, and the day that we were scheduled to go to Ann Arbor, there was one of the blizzards that hit you guys. And so we ended up staying home where it was warm. But we did make it to that other school that is not spoken of in the state of Michigan, Ohio State.
I appreciate that.
That, you know, just to tell folks, you know, to come down to the beach. And, you know, and that's part of the message. I mean, we encourage the kids who come, you know, to Panama City Beach in March to come here. Have fun. Don't leave their brain on campus. you know, because when you know, we are a real fun beach, and when people come here, they have a good time, and the families that come in the summertime have as much fun as the college kids do in the month of March. So, I mean, it's a great beach, and we're wide open. Everybody's welcome, and we'll make everybody feel at home.
It is a pretty diverse population on the beaches at Panama City, isn't it? I mean, there's the retirees, the spring breakers, the families, and everybody seems to get along just fine.
They do, and twice a year we have a big motorcycle rally, first week in May and the first weekend in October. It's Thunder Beach, you know, and so, you know, all the folks that ride Harleys come down and have a good time, so... You know, different times of year, different audiences all come to a great beach that's just a lot of fun.
My parents were there one time during that motorcycle rally. I was waiting to buy them leathers that Christmas, but they just didn't take to it quite as quickly as I thought they might.
Well, that's pretty funny. The motorcycles, they come down, they have a good time, then they go home. And, you know, we had a songwriters festival last summer. We have a smooth jazz festival, one of the top 10 smooth jazz festivals in mid-April that is being highlighted by George Benson and Boney James that we really think will bring a lot of folks from around the country. I mean, whenever time of year you come, you can find a lot of things to do, and it's a great beach.
Well, and the temperatures are so great at Panama Beach, just location-wise. And you know, when you say that July is such a busy month, at first I think, wow, that's kind of warm. But boy, with the breezes off the Gulf, it's spectacular. And spring break really does kick off kind of your summer season, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, we start to get that sense of fun and enthusiasm in March because, it is warmer, cooler here than in South Florida in the wintertime, but also in the summertime, you know, it's more temperate, and with the Gulf breezes, it's just a great time to be here.
Well,
but March really does kick off, you know, the summer travel season for us.
I'm on the website for Panama City Beach, and I'm seeing that what's highlighted is a beach party, the 5th through the 25th. Now, that's a party, Dan.
That is a party. You know, we always have something going on. You know, our website is visitpanamacitybeach.com, and you can get up-to-date information on everything about Panama City Beach. I mean, it is a great resource.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very pleased to hear. Like I said, when I saw this article, I thought, wow, you know, that's important for folks to know that we can help in the financial recovery, hopefully, for areas such as yours, and for people to know it's cleaned up as gorgeous as it ever has been, and ready for visitors who are tired of this cold.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, if you come to Panama City Beach or anywhere in you know, the Gulf Coast, I mean, the people here really do will appreciate it. I mean, it's been we've had a tough go of it for the last couple years, and but the folks who come down will have a great time. So I encourage everybody, all your listeners, to make their plans to, you know, to come down to Northwest Florida, you know, either this spring or this summer.
Well, I'll take that as an official invitation.
You are welcome to come anytime.
Very good, and I'll bring all my listeners with me.
Absolutely.
Very good. Dan, I appreciate your time tonight, and I'm glad to hear that everything's on track at Panama City, and you'll be ready for a great season.
All right, and I appreciate you and all of your listeners.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dan Rowe, who's a Panama Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau spokesperson. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.